Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Witching Hour. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Something unexplained happened at 3:30 a.m. at a McDonald's on Pueblo and Northern, a town outside of Colorado Springs, for reference. It was jarring, sinister even, definitely, at the very least, strange. And we're not talking about your usual 3:30 a.m. fast food chain strange. We're talking supernatural strange. Today, let's discuss a paranormal event that occurred just before the pandemic hit in a place you'd least expect it, a McDonald's in suburban Colorado. According to the Pueblo Chieftain, employers at the Pueblo McDonald's were working their shift like normal. Now, according to their website, the restaurant is open from 5 a.m. to 12 a.m., but the drive-thru opens at 4 a.m. Pretty impressive, again, for a fast food restaurant, and I assume that the employees had gotten there early to prepare. As they began working, employees began hearing strange sounds, which culminated in ghostly shrieking accompanied by, quote, strange language and barking, from what they describe as the voice of a, quote, phantom woman. Eventually, things got so bad that employees called the police. Investigator Tom Rummer from the Pueblo Police arrived at the scene, wherein employees thought the sound was coming from outside and refused to leave. Rummer tweeted about it via the Pueblo Police the next day, saying, quote, at about 3:30 this morning, officers responded to a business in the area of Pueblo Boulevard in Northern. Employees reported hearing a woman screaming and making demonic sounds, to include speaking in strange languages and barking. They were so unnerved by the sounds that they, ... And then he continues in the next tweet, they said they wouldn't be going back outside their building until after the sun came up. Three officers searched the area, but didn't come up with the source of the disturbance. Now, I've heard from other sources in researching this episode that they wouldn't go back inside until the sun came up, which makes more sense to me personally, depending on where the noises are coming from. But you can be the judge of that. It's a detail that's kind of in contention with these tweets. Rummel and the other officers checked the bathrooms and even adjacent fast food restaurants like Burger King and could not for the life of them find the source of the sounds. The story unfortunately ends there, but speculation was alive and well amongst townspeople and reporters. Some suggested that the unidentified and presumably unseen screaming woman was someone who was mentally ill and that nothing paranormal was involved at all. However, the reaction of the McDonald's employees is notable, thinking things were safer when the sun came up, and also quoted to be disturbed to the point that they described the experience as demonic. That's not something, in my experience, that would feel like a normal employee would say if they were just normally scared. But again, that is just me. While some might explain away the haunted McDonald's as having perhaps a mentally unstable visitor somewhere heard throughout the restaurant, paranormal experts seem to disagree. They think that this, quote, visitation feels normal, even expected. More after the break.
Paranormal and
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Enthusiasts believe that the McDonald's haunting isn't out of the ordinary for authentic paranormal events, mostly because of the time frame. The witching hour, or demon's hour, is said to occur sometime between 2 and 4 a.m. in the morning, with a peak around 3 a.m. The idea of a witching hour began as early as 1535, when the Catholic Church prohibited activities during the 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. time frame due to emerging fears about witchcraft in Europe. Continuing in the Western tradition, the hours between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. were considered a period of peak supernatural activity, also referred to as the devil's hour, due to it being a sinister inversion of the time that Jesus died, which was at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. While there are a lot of theories about witching hours, folklore explains it as somehow a time that people are most sensitive to supernatural activity, and the veil of our world and the world of the dead, wherever or whatever that may be, is lifted. Pueblo itself, where of course the haunted McDonald's calls home, is an Old West city with lots of haunted features outside of its drive-thrus. The Colorado State Insane Asylum has been there since the mid-1800s, where it acted as an asylum slash dairy farm, a place where patients could live and work, getting help and making dairy. Urban legends in the area also say a man sacrificed his nephew as a part of a ritual in downtown Pueblo, which caused the area to be haunted. There's also the Gold Dust Saloon, which opened in the 1980s right next to the infamous Pueblo Hanging Tree, where dozens of convicted criminals were hanged for their crimes in the late 1800s and early 1900s, so the saloon next to it is supposed to be haunted. And of course, the Pioneer Cemetery, the quote, goat man, and reports of a legless dog with red eyes seen around Pueblo. All part of the haunted landscape in the area. An area, a community, where a paranormal McDonald's might not feel so out there.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.